What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
The Sensemaker. Hi, I'm Claudia, and this is Sensemaker from tortoisemedia.com. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the man behind the world's most infamous and invasive spyware.
It's been reported that you yourself went to Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. You yourself sold Pegasus to the Saudis for $55 million.
Don't believe newspapers.
Is that a denial?
That's Shalev Hulio, co-founder and CEO of an Israeli cybersecurity company called NSO Group. He's being accused of going to Saudi Arabia to sell his company's top spyware product, Pegasus. Pegasus is a piece of what's known as malware. It can remotely take over your phone without you even realizing. And back when that clip was recorded in 2019, Saudi Arabia was being accused of using Pegasus to hack into the phones of people close to a journalist called Jamal Khashoggi. You might remember him. He was brutally murdered by Saudi state security inside their embassy in Turkey.
Khashoggi murder is horrible, really horrible. And therefore, when I first heard there are accusations that our technology been used on Jamal Khashoggi or on his relatives, I started an immediate check about it. And I can tell you very clear, we had nothing to do with this horrible murder.
But this week, those newspapers Shalev Hulio told everyone not to believe, well, they may be harder for him and his company to avoid. A collaboration between 16 newsrooms around the world has revealed that Pegasus spyware has been abused by authoritarian governments on a previously unknown scale. The Pegasus Project, as it's called, discovered that over 50,000 phone numbers had been targeted. Hundreds of them are journalists, pro-democracy activists, government critics and politicians, including French President Emmanuel Macron. So who is the man behind Pegasus? And what does it mean when the 3.8 billion people who own a smartphone have a potential spy in their back pocket?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The story of Shalev Hulio and Pegasus really starts with a text message. It was sent to a human rights activist in the United Arab Emirates in 2016. His name is Ahmed Mansour. The message promised to reveal secrets about people allegedly being tortured in the UAE, but...
Because I've been hit by several spywares in the past, I was very careful in dealing with the new suspicious message that I received, and I forwarded them basically to the right people in Citizen Lab that examined these messages and could tell... easily that those were spyware and with further...
That spyware was Pegasus. If Ahmed Mansour had clicked the link in the text, he would have downloaded malware that could have taken over his phone. His messages could have been read, his phone calls recorded, the microphone could have been activated to listen in to his conversations. Even the camera could have been turned on. That is what Pegasus can do. Citizen Lab, who Ahmed Mansour got to investigate the mysterious message, well, they're a research group based at the University of Toronto. At the time, they said they'd never seen anything like Pegasus before. So the story hit the headlines, and suddenly the world wanted to know more about the mysterious Israeli company behind this dangerous tech. But that was easier said than done. In 2016, NSO Group didn't even have a website, and almost nothing was known about the deals it had struck to distribute its products. So 5 years later, what do we know now about the company and its dealings? NSO Group was set up in 2010 by Shalev Hulio and two colleagues. They all had a background in cyberware and intelligence in the Israeli military. Officially, NSO say they, and I'm quoting here, create technology that helps government agencies prevent and investigate terrorism and crime to save thousands of lives around the globe. They say they work with 40 countries, they don't say which ones, and the company is reckoned to be worth about $2 billion. It's grown fast, but managed to stay out of the public eye. That is, until it was dragged into the spotlight after the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. And that was only a small taste of what was to come. Because this week, thanks to that big collaboration between all those newsrooms, the lid really came off.
NSO is a company, it's an Israeli company that is selling a software called Pegasus to state actors, to governments who want to spy. Officially, this software is officially used against criminals, against terrorists. But what we are discovering, and what we are revealing with the Pegasus project, is that this software have been massively misused against civil society, against journalists, against human rights.
As everyone says these days, our lives are on our phones, and Pegasus can infiltrate them. So is there anything to stop governments and intelligence services accessing our phones and, through them, basically our lives? Not really. NSO say they just sell Pegasus. They don't use it themselves. If the people they sell it to want to do bad things with it, that is not their responsibility. Israel, where NSO is based, remember, says it's not its responsibility either. After the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, it does look as if Saudi Arabia might have been stopped from using Pegasus for a while, but only for about a year. Then it was business as usual again, and that means not too many controls on what a company like NSO can do. Here's the former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in 2017.
We are committed, and I am committed, to the continued growth of the cybersecurity industry. So the first don't is don't overregulate.
It's not a free-for-all, though. One thing we have learned is that no countries considered to be enemies of Israel have been allowed to buy NSO's products. So what next for Shalev Hulio and NSO? Well, the secrecy of NSO in its early years is no more, and the Pegasus project is promising more revelations. But we still don't know about the relationship between the company and the countries it sells to. And all the time, the firm's technology is getting smarter and smarter and more invasive. There's now a new zero-click feature where Pegasus can infiltrate your phone without you even touching it. But thanks to the Pegasus project, we do know a lot more this week than we did last. Those 50,000 journalists, activists and politicians know they're on a list of targets. Many thousands more will know they could be. And that means they'll be much more careful if a mysterious message from an unknown sender suddenly appears on their phone. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Nimmo, Imizav and Ella here at Tortoise. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so that you don't miss any of our other stories. Today's story was written by Phoebe Davis and produced by Imi Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.